A Bloomington police officer walked through Seminary Park before noon Wednesday, informing people that tents would no longer be allowed. At that point, one tent was set up. A couple people packed a tent that wasn't set up yet after the officer spoke to them. The new rule passed last week at a parks meeting. It says, no person shall erect, occupy, or otherwise utilize a tent or other makeshift enclosed structure on any property under the Bloomington Parks Department. Galen Phelan, who is homeless, attended the meeting. He doesn't use a tent at Seminary Square or any other public park. He's pretty sure the area he stays on is public, and he's frustrated with the city's decision.
They just want the homeless gone, out of sight. Out of sight, out of mind. Okay, where are they going to go? It's going to be the same problem wherever they go.
He says it didn't leave room for compromise or address any of the issues raised.
They wanted to push the issues aside, along with the homeless, without dealing with the issues. Methamphetamine, homelessness, trashing it. Deal with the issues, not just pushing it somewhere else.
The new rule references concern of health and safety related to abandoned property, illegal activity, and accumulation of garbage, which Bloomington's Operations and Development Director Tim Street says is supported by 1,900 incident reports from the park's contracted security. From August 2022 to July 2023, Switchyard Parks and Seminary Square had the most incident reports, more than 500 and 400 respectively. The most common incident categories were spill mess and substance abuse, each with more than 300 reports. He says Switchyard does have some security patrols exclusive to that area.
So it makes sense that Switchyard would also see maybe some more incidents than some of the other parks. But you can see by far and away, Switchyard and Seminary are the leading locations of incident reports.
The four-member board passed the rule unanimously. Parks Commissioner Kathleen Mills says there is a need for more social services, but that's not the Parks Department's primary responsibility.
We are here to make sure that the parks properties are safe and accessible for everyone. We can't really continue this cycle of the needle removal and the trash removal and the storing of belongings.
It's not the first time the city's restricted parks and public spaces for people experiencing homelessness. Tents were already not allowed at night, a rule the city started enforcing December 2020, removing tents and possessions of people experiencing homelessness from Seminary Square. It also started enforcing a rule against camping in public right-of-ways. Those actions opposed pandemic Centers for Disease Control guidance that people experiencing unsheltered homelessness should be allowed to remain in place if they had no place to go. Now the federal COVID-19 public health emergency is over. Beacon Inc. is a day shelter and service provider a quarter of a mile down the road from Seminary Square. Its director, Reverend Forrest Gilmore, says there's still a lack of supportive housing, mental health care, and substance abuse recovery resources in the community.
Until we deal with that, we're going to see homeless folks popping up in different parts of the city, and people are going to keep trying to push them in different places. So until we deal with the important issues, we're going to have to keep dealing with these smaller issues.
He added exposure to heat and cold are his immediate concerns. Robert Antoine Brown is staying at the Wheeler Shelter for Men. He was spending the day at Seminary Square last Thursday, the day after the rule passed. He says it will be hard on him and other people who spend time at the park, because it's one of the only places he's able to go some days.
It's definitely going to impact my day because when I'm not doing anything that's positive and productive, like looking for a job or going to get clean clothing or whatever the case may be, Seminary Park is a big part of that. So you're telling me I'm limited, I'm already limited, now you're limiting me more.
He wants qualifications for housing lowered to be more accessible. He added, every person experiencing homelessness has a different situation and will be affected differently. For WFIU News, I'm Benta Boutier.